in this exciting State of Origin time. The podcast is dropping 2 days early. It's a Monday morning as we speak to you. And, you know, the great thing about State of Origin, all the stories about players, they play hurt, they play busted, they've got nothing left to give, but yet they find something. And with that, I bring in the sick, the deathbedded Joel Cain on this Monday.
We should have
always
lit a candle before the show, just because he's really battling today. Just everyone keep sugar in their thoughts.
He's in that phase, and we all have it, Sean Ormerod. The man flu of can everyone feel sorry for me phase. But I'm tough, I'm going to get through it. But you are genuinely crook. Hello to you.
Hello to you, Dan, and to the listeners. And thank you to you, Sean, yesterday, filling in for me.
The
wife
pleasure.
Was away. I was just under the Donald Trump, and he came to my rescue. But, yeah, I'm not a good sick person.
I don't think any man is, frankly.
I'm convinced that my wife is equally as ill as me, but for me it's just 100 times worse.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm hopeless when I'm crook. Yeah, hopeless. But
the thing is, we want to think we're stoic and we want to look like we're stoic.
No, I don't think that.
I'm the sickest person in the world, but please don't feel sorry for me.
No, I am the sickest person in the world, but I'm still not stoic. Anyway.
How long have you had this for?
Oh, mate, the family's been a bit sort of rough for a couple of weeks, and 4 kids, it's just not leaving the house. So, but they've had the COVID tests. And
you've had the flu shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway.
All right.
Enough about me.
All right.
Enough about stoic me.
So that's Joel explained. How are you
hear that? Right? The world's smallest violin there.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I'm really good.
Was it your decision to give back to pay out all Penrith Premiership winners?
Well, I wanted to do it earlier, but we just held off for a few weeks. Yeah, I thought we should have pulled the trigger a few weeks back. But anyway, they did it. So, and right on cue, they lost.
What goes through your mind? I know it.
We can get them beat. Remember, so we've got the Labor Party beat.
Oh, yes.
When they were just a tap in. We almost
Hillary?
Got.
Did we get her beat?
Yeah, we got Trump out of the line the first time.
Yeah.
We almost got Dirty Joe Biden beat in the most recent.
Oh, yeah.
Paid out on him, and then that just backflipped. But, yeah, well done. So, if you backed Penrith, it was win comp and minor premiership, I think we did. So,
well, there
in your account.
2 points in front in the minor premiership with no for and against advantage over Melbourne, and they play each other. Well, they're very generous. Very generous. I think it's bonkers. You know, I hope you paid out people that had John Rahm in the golf this week. What about that poor bugger?
There will never be.
That's the greatest boot.
That is.
That's the greatest boot of all time.
Was he leading by six?
He was leading by six.
Oh.
Mm.
Just on the Panthers and the Storm, did I say this last week around the price, combined price? So if you evenly backed the two of them, Storm and the Panthers,
yeah,
you would get about $1.80.
It's shorter.
Is it shorter now?
Yeah. No, our sums are off. We missed a percentage there.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Was it $1.78? No?
$1.50 or something, I think.
If they play in the grand final?
No, I think it was about that. No, it was about $1.78. So if you backed them both to win $100 or to collect $100.
Oh, every week?
No. If you just said, okay, I'll do the maths while we're on here.
Okay.
I'll explain it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm lost. So while I'm lost, let's start to turn our attention to State of Origin number one, Townsville Stadium, Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Bit of an unknown. And the Maroons have again blown out to $2.50. This is what they were before game one was announced as Townsville. That was their MCG odds. So this is the Kalen Ponga is out blowout. Sean Ormerod, before we start to get into the nitty gritty of this game, and you can see the line there for those on KO, -4.5. That's an important distinction between 4.5 and 3.5, isn't it? Particularly in Origin. 4 points is the most popular margin in Origin, 23 times out of 120.
Right?
So that 4 could be very handy. Where has the money gone, Sean Ormerod?
Well, as far as the line is concerned, it's all New South Wales. It's about 80% running in favour of the Blues. The head-to-head's a little bit of a different story, though, because I think punters are naturally attracted to the bigger price in Origin, particularly like... And I sort of tend to agree. When you see Queensland as outsiders in Queensland, it just doesn't look right, does it? So I think I don't have the exact number, but they're just in front in terms of weight of money in the head-to-head market. But the line, I think people are, and it's sort of the angle that I'm trying to find as well. If the Blues are to win, I think it's going to be comfortably. So you'd sooner back them at the line as opposed to that $1.53.
Sean, we've done this podcast for a few years, and I tend to think that is the theme with just about every Origin. If Queensland win, it'll be close.
Yep.
If New South Wales win, they'll probably blow it away, which, in fairness, often they've done. I remember the game in Perth last year at ANZ Stadium. When they win, they usually win pretty big.
Mm.
How are you reading into this from a general sense, Joel? Looking at these teams, no Ponga, so we've got Holmes at number one, Kyle Felt to make his debut. Queensland's pack does look, I've got to say, it still looks pretty ominous.
Mm.
And I think there's a couple of unknowns with the Blues, but who are you warming to here?
Looks ominous on paper, but there's so many question marks. So Harry Grant hasn't played a lot of football. Fifita, you know, hasn't been brilliant in the last month or so.
And as they're named, Grant has to play 80, right?
And that's
because he's missed.
That's fine. That's
when's his last game for Melbourne?
South five weeks ago. It'll be 34 days, I think. Same with Munster.
27 degrees in Townsville.
Yeah.
Origin under the new interpretations as well. Like this could be the fastest. I mean, Origin is always, you know, 10-20% faster than a normal game of footy.
Mm.
And we've seen how the regular season's played out so far. It's going to be red hot. So that's a big watch for me. And Munster as well. I'm not sure if you just mentioned him, but he's in the same boat. Hasn't played for 3 or 4 weeks. So there's a few question marks, but there's question marks on both sides of the...
Has New South Wales boys ever, and I don't think they have they ever presented a better back five than what we've got? Tedesco, To'o, Latrell, Turbo, Josh Addo-Carr.
It's pretty hot, isn't it?
Oh, it's the best we've ever presented, in my opinion. What do you think, Dan?
I can't think of a better one. I've got to go back to the Sterling Kenny days, but Eric Groth might have been full, but they wouldn't have presented a back five that electric.
Mm. So how do they possibly get any field position, Queensland? Like Teddy and To'o and please.
Well, they've got Felt, who actually can make metres, actually might be a godsend. Yeah. You're talking about the back five, because Xavier Coates doesn't make big metres out of the back. Holmes will do a steady job. But the job is on the Queensland forwards, isn't it, really? Mm. Because if Queensland forwards only break even with New South Wales forwards, they're in big, big trouble.
Yeah.
Because you can't allow that New South Wales back line to unleash.
And the big thing is Isaiah Yeo playing 13, which I love, absolutely love, and Jake can do a bit of this as well. The modern trend at the moment is going up the middle of the field, and they're tic-tacking up the field. So Yeo will go up the field, he'll play it out the back, and what that does, you're not getting 3 and 4 in the tackle. They're going out the back, and Penrith have been carving up with this all year. Manly started improving when Jake started doing it with Tom, and Marty Tapau started doing it.
Mm.
Radley was doing it for the Roosters. They looked far better when he was doing it. And that's the modern-day play, up the middle of the field, out the back, or play flat to a mate. And they're getting people. They're actually running at one-on-one. They're not looking to run through gaps. They're actually running to get tackled by one person.
Yeah.
So
I think they've erred.
They're morals. Blues are morals.
Oh, wow. Jeez,
I think where they have erred, I can't get my head around Jake starting it. Starting at all, really, let alone in the front row. I think they've probably heard there, and I'd be shocked if there wasn't a late swap. Yeah, probably not.
Willie, that was my next question. Are you going to leave both Haas? Well, Paulo will start from the bench, but Payne Haas, surely he's wasted coming off the bench, Joel.
Yeah, I've been thinking similar to you blokes that maybe he starts the match. But again, I think for the back five, Freddie's going to be saying, you know what, we can go with a different pack, knowing what these blokes at the back are going to give us. So... you know what? I reckon he'll give 1-13. I reckon he'll trot out what he's got there.
Okay. What about Queensland? I couldn't see Queensland having any room for adjustments late there.
Mm.
No, that's going to be the team they present. Mm. Should AJ Brimson have been the fullback instead of Val Holmes?
In my book, Val on a wing, he's elite at this level.
Yep.
And I don't see. I don't see AJ as a traditional 14. Like he's, and on the other side, I didn't like Jack starting as 14 for New South Wales. But the more I thought about it, the more I tend to like it. Like he's been in average form, but if he can fill in any position,
yeah.
If he goes in as that roving 13,
yeah.
if he run the ball,
just run the ball.
That's all he has to do. Keep it very simple. That's where I think Queensland are probably erred as well. I don't know where AJ fits into that team outside of an injury in the back line, and then that just throws it into disarray as well.
And people will say, well, hang on, Queensland won last year 2-1. They had Wayne Bennett as coach, and I think we've underestimated how important that is. And we've got a new coach in Paul Green. Who knows? Might be a godsend to them, but you just don't know what that is going to do. Now, we're going to throw up some markets here because we wanted to get into the nitty-gritty. Right, here we go. First try scorer. Now, this, Sean Ormerod, is often, I can't say always, often the domain of the winger. So, no surprise, you got the four wingers. I'm surprised Brian Tottle is second favourite, but I guess that comes with being part of the favoured team.
Look at his hair in that photo. That's amazing.
Yeah, he has got a good... he's got a beautiful...
It's luscious.
It's horse hair. Can you call it... It's that beautiful horse...
Mane.
It's a mane.
That's exactly what it is. I personally like Kyle Felt. That's just me. But here's my question. How do we think they're going to line up?
He'll be the left winger, Kyle Felt.
Because you think he'll be left because
I think
they... So. Because the theory is that To'o will have Tom Trbojevic as protection. Now, this is a theory I've heard.
Yeah.
So Tom will be on in the right centre.
Yep.
Brian To'o, the right centre. So Kyle Felt, left wing.
Yep.
Well, again, the high ball, Kyle Felt.
Yeah, but it's so easy just to, you know, have him back for the kicks, but the crossfield kick on your line, it's so easy just to switch.
Yeah, sure.
It's
too, and you could do that with Latrell on the other side, but Latrell and Fox have got a bit of a combo together, and Latrell's best stuff was on the left-hand side, and the Fox loves playing on the left-hand side. Fox got moved to the right last year for Tupou. However, speaking to Matty Johns, he doesn't believe that Brian To'o is side-specific. He thinks he can play right, left. It doesn't matter with Brian To'o. I tend to agree.
Yeah. Mm. Well, his game, he just bashes it up the field. You're already, I know where you're going, Sean, with in general. You think you're going to look at low points because Origin 1 is always low points. But if we're going to throw all that stuff out the window, firstly, it's Townsville, so it's 27 degrees. And this not only goes into total match points, but also back to, say, first try scorer. Defences are so good, it usually is wingers in elite games. But now we're getting so many tries. Now the middle comes into play. And that's my fear. If we all load up on wingers, and you know everyone punting, well, just about everyone's going to load up on wingers, aren't we leaving that middle wide open?
Yeah, we might be missing a trick. But, I still can't get my head around that number being so high in a game one. I know it's a bit of a different game, but and I've harped on about these game one stats for a long while, but it's peppered with mid-20s. I think the highest from the last 10 years has been 32. It's a big jump to 42.5.
Well, you read about it last week, didn't you? It was just...
Boring. And I know we've seen it's a completely different game at NRL level. I still struggle to see the ref, and we've probably seen them take a little bit of a step backwards the weekend.
No question.
Just in readiness.
Yep.
I don't think it's going to be adjudicated as harsh as what we've seen in the first couple of weeks since the crackdown, which lends itself to unders again. And then this is the absolute elite of the elite defences. I know the attack's just as good, but it's more Origin 1 is all about not wanting to lose a game as opposed to going out there and winning it. So I wouldn't be able to live myself if I didn't back under 42.5 and it's saluted, is where I'm going. It comes with a big caveat because there is an unknown.
Yeah, and to ram home that point, Joel, 32 points, this is the order of game ones, 32 points, 32 points, 34, 32, 10, 21, 20, 20, 28, 28. You have to go back to 2010, the Queensland, legendary Queensland team in its absolute prime. 28-24 they won, so 52 points. That's the last time we went even close to that 42 number in a game one.
Yeah, so on that, you've got to basically find an extra two or three tries, a match there to get to the current 42.5.
I think you're very dangerous, fellas, in looking at history.
I agree with that.
That's the huge caveat, but I think there's still you can still draw a lot of conclusions with game ones. They're so it's that not lose mentality.
Yep.
All right, so Townsville, my memory, Sean, and I should have done my research, even though 27 degrees, not a particularly high-scoring venue, no more high-scoring than really anywhere else.
Yep.
So probably take that into account, although it's a different atmosphere. We know when you're in a Queensland State of Origin venue, it's feral. It's a different atmosphere.
How many does it hold? What's the...
Well, 20, I think 24, 25, but I think they're going to do something with that horseshoe.
Ah, they are.
They're going to have some temporary seating.
Right.
So I don't know what they're going to do there.
It'll be a belter. It'll be like... And you know what? Rugby league, for a TV thing, that it'll be a wonderful spectacle, won't it?
Oh, and I think... Thank you, Ms. Palaszczuk, for the $8 million. But I think that suited the NRL very nicely.
Of course it did.
To have a tight, full venue and a celebration in Townsville. Oh, it's, you know, the more I think about it, the more it's a perfect venue
for this.
The more it's a perfect venue for this. Let's look at man of the match. So we can take betting. Why can we take betting on this game, Sean, for man of the match as opposed to regular NRL games? Is this because this is an official award?
Well, yeah, and it's voted on by the Australian selectors.
There's layers to it.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, a bit more visibility than just the
Channel 9 man of the match.
Yes.
I know a lot of people
did
very well over the years. Not necessarily on-air people either. Right, let's look at some odds, if we may, for man of the match. And Cleary, the favourite. He is now a former Origin man of the match winner. I think he's proven, Joel, that we know he's up to this level, but he can perform at his best at this level. Tedesco there at 650. And Cam Munster, the clear favourite for Queensland. Where are your heads at here, gentlemen?
I'm on Brian Tottle at a massive price. If he churns out 260, 300 metres, scores a try, which you can easily see that, and if it's a low-scoring affair like Sean's suggesting, like he's likeable. We are human after all. You know,
yes.
we are human.
Yes.
Massive price, and a massive price who you just know is going to be running around for you, throwing out ridiculous numbers.
It won't be that price come kickoff, because I had a little look at the book before, and the Sugar Disciples have chimed in. Is he best backed?
Is he?
Well, as we talk, he's $56.
Yeah, we won't be able to put up with the big red liability that we're going to see, thanks to Sugar. All jokes aside, I love it as well. You know, and they do have a tendency to look at the stat sheet.
Yep.
Yes. If he's run for 280 metres and scored a try.
Probably needs a try. Yeah.
But he's playing the right position to do that. He'll be right in the mix. I can't get past that. That $6 for Cleary might just be the one of the greatest bets you ever have.
You're cheating on Teddy.
You've
never gone against James Tedesco in an Origin.
And it's funny because Cleary burnt me last week. Teddy was... Well, those two are by far the clear best two on the ground. And you probably could have made a case for Tedesco to win it, but they went Cleary's way. But the form he's in, and we talk about stat sheets, that at the end of the game, New South Wales have won. It's going to read like a masterclass for Nathan Cleary. So,
do you know the last 2 bucks. Years, and this will lead to my best bet a little bit later on, but Jerome Luai's got more try assists than Cleary, easily. He's what price was he, Jerome?
15 or something
there. Yeah, I could have
18
bucks.
18. I'm going for. Well. I'm like you. I'm looking for a rank outsider and someone who's going to be noticeable.
Yep.
I like Tino. My theory is a front row man of the match. If they get off to a good start, a bit like Fifita a few years ago, take the game by the scruff of the neck. He's $46.
Yeah.
The thing I like about Tino, Joel, is when he runs, you notice. You don't notice Daniel Saifidi in a game.
No, he just churns the meters up.
But when Tino runs, because of his physicality...
He's an eye-catcher.
He is an eye-catcher. Yeah. And last year he proved he is more than up to this quality. Over 100 meters in all three games last year. He was superb.
Yep.
So for me, he's $46. So that's obviously if Queensland win the game. Have we got any more Origin markets? I know we've got a special guest coming up shortly. That's it. So that covers our Origin tips for now. We'll get the proper tips at the end of this podcast. But now I believe we're going to take a break, and then we're going to have a very special guest here on Get 'Em Onside.
Fabian Frothis, final routine in the Rhythmic Spillnastics. Hope you're thirsty, Australia. Change from four drinks, don't see that often. Taking credit for his round now. Lovely pint pirouette, especially on this sticky floor. Into his trademark schooner shuffle. Extra hops. Now serve it up, son. Yes! All thrill and no spiller. Another make it look easy moment from Sportsbet.
Welcome back, Get 'Em Onside podcast, previewing State of Origin. Yeah, a lot of people are noticing on KO, I'm noticing. I'm getting a lot of texts from mates going, I didn't know this show was on.
Yeah.
And there we go.
I've only, you know what? We've got a smart TV at home operated by a not-so-smart person. I've finally worked out how to link the TV
yes.
to the internet, and now I can watch it direct via the remote.
What, four kids? How has this not been sorted?
Welcome to 2021,
well, I'm telling
Joel.
You, mate.
How's the dog, by the way?
Oh, it's all right. I keep saying to my wife, I'm allergic to the dog. She won't have it.
I'll pay $12.50 for the dog. My price can keep going down.
Yeah.
$12.50.
Mate, I'm $1,250?
Hey?
$1,250?
Yeah.
I thought you said $50 a couple of weeks ago.
No, I said $1,500 and brought it down. Now, Origin is this week, but coming up is one of the finest promotions we have in the game, and that is the Beanies for Brain Cancer round. That is round 15, so we've got round 14 coming up after Origin, but then there's some clear space, which this round deserves. It's been going for a few years now, and Sportsbet actually get right behind this, don't they, boys?
Absolutely. Yeah, so $230,000 to date over the last 4 years, but we've been averaging a lot of tries, almost 70 a week. So this is going to happen in round 15, of course. $1,000 a try goes to the Mark Hughes Foundation and Beanies for Brain Cancer. So we're hoping to crack the $300,000 mark in total for 2021, Dan.
Wow, I think we're a big chance.
Yeah.
We're a big chance. And those beanies, they get better and better every
Don't
year
they?
As well. You know, I notice them all the time, even now.
Yep.
Start of winter. Mm. Are you noticing them around?
Yes, I am.
So people don't just buy them for the charity. Oh, here's $25. Actually, they like wearing them.
Yep.
Mark Hughes, the inspiration behind the whole thing. He joins us now here on the Get It. There he is. A New South Wales Origin great. Can we call him a great?
Of course we can.
You had a good, very good couple of years at State of Origin, didn't you, Boozy? And no modesty, please.
Yeah, had a year there, 2001. I was 24 and decided after that series to retire from representing Brad Bird. Just felt the time was right.
So hang on. I'm sorry. I thought you were 2002 as well, but 01. The Alan Langer game. What the hell was that like to play the Alan Langer game at the old QE2 stadium? That must have been, even for an opposing player, that must have been something unreal.
Look, it was 1-1 going into the third game. We come off a big win in Sydney. Felt really good about it. Gerd scored after about a minute. And we thought we're on track here. And then this avalanche, I guess, led by little Alfie. It was pretty disappointing. But, obviously the Queenslanders are pretty happy.
Now, Boozy, about the Beanie for Brain Cancer round, how are you doing, mate? Because you look very good there. How's things going?
Hey, Joel. Mate, going great, thanks. It's funny. I was Joel, you actually put me in when I had a year with Sportsbet. I think that was 2013, which I enjoyed doing. And midway through that year, I actually went through all this brain cancer stuff. So I remember leaving the John Hunter Hospital one Friday afternoon just being told that, yes, it's a tumour and, yes, you need it removed at about 3 o'clock. And by 5 o'clock, ever the professional, I was on there giving tips.
Oh, wow.
Did they win?
So, it was a strange time, but it was nice, folk. It was nice. I enjoyed doing it with Dan and talking to everyone over the weekend.
That's right. God, that was a while ago.
That was a big thing. So it's been a long since then. A lot's happened, you know. I'm doing extremely well.
Fit,
healthy, lucky, because not so many people are when you get brain cancer. It's a tough disease. So the NRL got right behind this. Sports better been unbelievable. Like you said, Joel, over 230,000. And I know with this $1,000 a try, is it poor taste if I beg for send-offs for Cindy?
absolutely not poor taste at all. We'll be cheering.
Let's use that bin. Let's get 9 or 10 players on the field and see some trials.
Absolutely, Boozy. Looking forward to it. Now, out of question, how many beanies have you ordered for this year's Beanie for Brain Cancer round?
We're around 180,000 beanies ordered.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, you can get your beanies in Lowe's right across Australia and selected IGAs, or you can get on the Mark Hughes Foundation website, or, of course, you can get them at the game. But sometimes we think it's easier and better for people just to get them early and then wear them to the game next weekend.
That's right, because I remember going to a game a couple of years ago. It was in Melbourne, and they were sold out.
Wow.
Amy Park, they were sold out. That's how popular they were. So go to Lowe's and get them, and And yeah. That'll be your donation, and you get a beanie to boot. Give us a tip, Boozy. This is the origin in a couple of days as we speak. Are you? How confident are you about New South Wales? And are you one of these people that has to tip your home state?
Yes, I am. Oh. And I spent, we've had the 2001 Grand Final reunion, so I've spent some time with Danny Medeiros, who's an insider, and we did talk a little bit about it. Admittedly, he'd had a few beers under his belt. I don't know how the mail is, but the mail is there. But it's a very happy camp, and they're training well. So, yeah, I'll be can't wait to barrack for the Blues on Wednesday night.
Oh, that's right. It was Old Boys Day yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, it would be remiss of us not to ask who did get the votes. Hughesy, was he your good self? Because you are looking fresh for a Monday morning.
Yeah.
I'm pretty fresh, Sean. I am. Look, Ben Kennedy, he had a lot of impact. Used him in short spells. He didn't make it yesterday.
Yeah.
Andrew Johns was Friday, Saturday. It was a three-day event, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, God.
And your match winners aren't your stayers. They make impact and they go, you know?
That's it. That's exactly right.
With clubmen like myself and Billy Peden, we just plug along for the 3 days. No fanfare.
See, Billy Peden was always a quiet, hard worker. And you know, the best thing about a 3 day reunion, you would have no recollection of what happened on the field yesterday. And you know what? That's not a bad thing.
Mark, sometimes it's not a bad thing.
Congratulations, mate. This gets bigger and better every year, mate. And you should be very proud of what you've achieved, because you've actually. You've beaten your own crisis, and touch wood, that remains the but you've actually contributed something to society, mate, and not many people can say that in life, but you've done that, so well done. Well done, my friend.
Guys, thank you so much for all the support you guys give us. Sportsbet have been by my side the whole way, and it's greatly appreciated, and we're going to find an answer to brain cancer. It's going to happen, so we need your help. So thank you.
All right. Good man.
Good there on, is. Well done, Boozy.
Mark Hughes.
Thanks, boys.
Wow, that's been going now for how long? Seven or eight years.
It's massive now.
It is. You know, it's not even one of the, it's now just part of the.
Yep.
It's like Indigenous round or all the other theme rounds we have. It's just it's part of the furniture now.
Yep. And we'll go on forever, I think. It's just such an ingrained part of our game.
And
he's a great fella, isn't he, Boozy?
What a champion. I've never had a drink with him.
Have you not?
Never had a drink with him. That's got to change.
Billy Peden, who he mentioned as well, he is a champion. I played with him in London Broncos, Billy Peden.
Yeah.
He just chips away. Just chips away. This world's nicest bloke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, like, he's one of those, like, that just takes little shots, chips away.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, tough too.
All right, we're taking a break, Cam, or are we going to power on here? We're going to power on.
Okay, beautiful.
You know, we didn't, because we tackled Origin off the bat, we didn't have our normal Jibber Fest at the start. Because it's going to be very hard previewing round 14 of the NRL. We'll go through the odds and the lines and all that shortly, but we don't know who's playing.
I'm nervous about my Bambi.
Oh, that means it's going to be a good one. Yeah. So without any further ado, let's go.
All right, I really love this kid. I love him as a player. I was very bullish about him coming to the West Tigers.
Oh, the qualifier. But, I love it. This is going to be big.
Yes, but you know what? You learn when you're young and you do some silly things when you're young. And I've got to say this. Dane Laurie's my Bambi this week.
Oh,
and he's one of my favourite players.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things. And he plays a part of the Bambi with a lot of other players out there.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was West Tigers have had a bumbling, stuttering year. We've picked up our first back-to-back win in about 12 months. But let's be fair, there were eight players. You factor in Moses Leota as well. And if Matt Burton, who was this close to playing Origin, knocks the ball on, pat him on the head? Nah, didn't like that.
Yeah.
The other thing is too, the lying
hang on,
down.
Hang on. No, I take issue here. Penrith are the masters of the head pat.
Yeah.
And you're going to take issue with a Tiger doing that to them.
Yeah, but...
I don't like it in general, feel sorry for the Panthers.
No, but I don't like it at all. It's a personal thing. It's my Bambi. So back to me.
Okay.
Anyway, so I didn't
mine's
like that.
Panthers related too,
what I like,
Bambi.
What I like less than that was, and we're seeing this, where the players are lying down. And then he did that, Dane Laurie, and as soon as he got the penalty, got up with this big Cheshire Cat smile. And this is not a Dane Laurie one, this one specifically. It's not cool, players. It looks very, very poor in the game when you do this.
You know how the NRL got rid of this the last time? I blame the NRL for this, and you're 100% right. It's a shocking look. In fact, I almost applaud players for not even hiding what they're doing now, because it makes it obvious the NRL has to do something. Now, a few years ago, we went through this, and the NRL said, okay, unless the, well, it was two refs at the time, and the two touchies see something that is a reportable or penalty offence,
yep,
that is it, unless we think something is a reportable offence, the bunker can review it only if it's reportable.
Yes.
I think we've got to go back down that track, and only the most obvious reportable tackles.
I agree with that.
So, but the problem is we're opening the door for the replay to be brought back in the game. Even if once that player lays down, we got 20, 30 seconds of pause, no matter what.
Yep.
So I think it's one of those things, unless it's obvious.
Mm.
Now, the problem is we're getting a lot of those sneaky little whooshkas.
Okay, just like, on
we
that.
We didn't see Luciano Leilua get whacked in the head live, did yep, we?
No.
No. So
you just saw the ball come loose.
We just saw the ball come loose.
Fair call. Fair call.
Oh, absolutely.
I believe that too.
It had to be. Well, it was a fair. He was fouled in the act of scoring.
Yeah.
So it had to be, if it was a penalty, then it had to be a penalty try.
Absolutely.
Now, it seemed very harsh, but it was, that was,
well, he would
have the
scored
right
without
decision.
Scores, yeah,
exactly. It was the right decision according
people
to the letter
carry on,
of the
but like, these are the rules.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a clear, it was as clear as you're going to say penalty try for me.
Yeah.
My only other Bambi is, and I'm the greatest cheerleader of the NRL, and we're actually here in the NRL building.
Triple barrel,
but
I like it.
No, but Saturday night, Saturday afternoon, I'm home, family's crook, we're all just there together, wifey's away, I'm running uphill. I just need a back, right? And I'm watching up there Kazali. Saturday afternoon, I'm watching Collingwood take on a team.
So really tip you over the edge.
Well, I'm okay about the Friday night because we can get away with one game Friday night, and yeah, I'm okay with the one game on a Sunday.
Yeah.
However, I reckon we need that would be a nice little slot to have. Women's comp.
That's where you kick off the women's comp. First week of Origin.
Possibly, yeah.
Or you have three Origin women games.
Or you have the under-18s Origin or the under-20s Origin. Just give us something to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I like that. Absolutely, yeah. What, did they even have New South Wales Cup on? Was there anything on?
Because your racing wraps up, and like we're watching the races, and then the races finish, and then you're like, oh, there's not another game for 2 hours.
Well, some of us had to leave the racing early because it was a pretty dark day. But Sean Ormerod, have you got a Bambi for us?
Yeah, I do. The city of Townsville, well done for getting State of Origin. And the government's chipped in $8 million, was it? Well, maybe with the $8 million, you could build some more hotels up there.
We've all been done. We've all been done in.
A tent city has been erected up in Townsville.
A
shanty town for the showpiece exhibition of rugby league. $285 per person to sleep in a tent. That gets you some linen, though, by the way. So you're doing well there. And a shared shower and toilet. Fair dinkum. We can't be. And we wonder why we don't parade these events to, you know, regional towns. That's why.
Oh,
that is embarrassing.
You can't go. Hang on, Sean. I've got to take exception. The thing is,
we can't have people sleeping
in tents.
The
thing is put together in 9 days.
I don't care.
But you know what? To be honest with you, that little shanty town will be the best place to be.
No. I've been to Bathurst. Those shanty towns are not the best place. They're the best place at about 9 o'clock at night.
Yep.
They're fun. Then you get to about midnight when you get the rambunctious type sleeping loose.
Yeah.
It's not a fun place.
Nah, you're probably right.
Yeah. And can you imagine? Wednesday night. The locals or the shantytown people are pissed.
Yeah.
And as I lose my headgear.
I'll sort you out again.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Joel. One day I'll get this right.
Yeah.
Look at it. It's like something from a war zone. What are we doing?
You know what it looks like? New York during COVID. Remember they built that shanty? Thank you, Joel. They built that shantytown in Central Park. But to be honest, we can't broadcast the game from there at Triple M. We'd plan to. Couldn't get accommodation. Now, we started looking, or at least the bosses told me, they started looking on the Sunday night. This is the day before the game was announced.
Yeah. Mm.
And it was all gone. It was all gone.
And hotel rooms, prices are up 1,300%. So well done to the hotel operators just to fill up.
But you know what?
I'm okay
with
that.
They've done it tough for a year.
That's business. That's supply and demand.
But what about the shot of the arm? Like, say you're the mad cow or whatever it is. People always say the bat mad cow. Like, the money they had forecasted for this month.
What a zoo that'll be.
Strip joints.
But what's that worth to them? What is that worth to them? It's massive, isn't it?
Good on them.
And I would love to be there so much. Not the shanty town, but 27 degrees Origin. You know that's going to be a special atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
God bless you. Have a good time. Now, mine's Penrith related. So the West Tigers have a win, and Joel is right. It's not a win with an asterisk, but you did beat a New South Wales Cup strength team. And the fans liked giving it to Ivan Cleary.
Yeah.
And, you know, all turned around and gave it to him. But here's my Bambi. Can we go a single week without the Penrith chairman or the Penrith CEO piping up in the media somewhere, having a whinge about something? There was you've got Brian Fletcher, the CEO, and is he the chairman? You got and the CEO Dave O'Neill talking to the Sydney Morning Herald, saying, "Oh, let them have their 5 minutes of fame." Those fans, you don't have to comment to every single journalist that ever rings you. Okay, you are coming across as a whinger, the pair of you. Okay, you haven't won anything yet. You probably will win this competition. Sportsbet certainly thinks so. But just, why don't you just keep quiet for a little while? Let the Tigers have their fun. You induced Ivan Cleary to break a contract. Okay? You are not the good guys here. Okay? Now, it's rugby league. Fair play. Everyone breaks contracts. Everyone induces everyone else. But don't now come up. Don't give it to West Tigers fans, because it was your actions that got them riled up in the first place. And let them have their fun. They actually had a nice rare win. And Penrith, you are paying the price for success. This is what happens when you have 7 State of Origin players. Well, 6. Arpy should have been allowed to play, but that's another thing. Just keep it down. Just tone it down just a little.
Come on, give us one of these.
Win the grand final and go berserk. Because when do you hear Nick Politis ever speak? You know when you ever hear him speak? After a grand final.
Yep. Mm.
Because journalists bail him up and his defences have been worn down.
Yep.
And that's my Bambi. It's a good round of Bambis.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Good. That's good. Right. That's pretty good.
Okay. But my love of Penrith Stadium and Penrith knows no better. Those cheese sandwiches. Hoist. Don't doctor them. No. Don't doctor them. Yeah. I'm not backtracking on the two, but don't backtrack on the cheese sandwiches, because I don't want to have to go in suspecting that there's been some doctoring. All right, let's go to round number 14. Now, we are working a little blind here, but I've got to say, gents, I saw some odds here that I found a bit strange. $1.32 Manly against Cowboys, $3.40. I can't see Tom Trbojevic playing in this game, gentlemen. I cannot see Manly risking him 2 days after State of Origin. So, therefore, surely the Cowboys at -9, +9.5 are superb value.
Mm. Total agreement.
Well, you throw Cherry in the mix as well. He's not getting any younger, so why would they? Yeah, it's hard to see them.
Well, who's to say Jake's going to make 5 million tackles in the Origin? Who says Jake's going to play?
Yeah. Well, we don't know, because this is Monday. Team's not on Tuesday. But there's no way Tom will play. Now we know the Manly record when simply Tom isn't there. Now, the Cowboys have got Val Holmes. Well, he'll be fine.
That line has got that baked into it, though. There's a bit of an each-way bet there, whether Turbo's playing or not, because it goes one way or the other.
If Turbo is ruled out, what is that line?
Well, Turbo's not playing.
I don't think... And so I'm not sure I agree with that, Shauno. That has got all the players available. That is sort of where
that's bigger. If Turbo and Cherry are playing, that line goes through the roof.
There is no way Manly without Turbo are a 10-point better team than the Cowboys. No way. Have you seen Manly without Turbo?
No. Hang on. I'm saying this line is somewhere in the middle of playing and not playing. So if he does play,
yes, it'll be 15
through the roof.
Yeah. All right, so, and Cowboys actually have a strangely good record at Brookvale. There we go, they've won 6 of their last 7. So, read into that what you will. The Friday night game, Cronulla versus Penrith. This is a rematch from a few weeks ago, 48-0. And so I find that strange. How can the Panthers be the same odds basically as Manly in the previous game? $1.31, $3.50. The line is -9.5. That looks way too small.
It's the same thing as the Tigers. It's exactly the same scenario. This game, exactly the same. So you've got the Sharks, who are pretty well full strength, taking on a Panthers side who will very much be the same as... I tell you what, Ivan's got a big challenge in front of him.
Yes,
because
he does.
I've seen that the Panthers halves in reserve grade. They're better than Tyrone May, right? Tyrone May is best mates, as I understand, with Nathan Cleary, and people are human.
He was shocking on Friday.
Well, he was just
Matt Burton was a problem for the Tigers. Tyrone Mayne was not.
Of course he was.
So, but in terms of players backing up, To'o, Luai, Cleary.
But why would you play any of those players? The big picture is we want to win this grand final, right? Why would you possibly back them up 2 days after an Origin?
It is hard to say. We have seen a lot of it, though, in recent years. Or take last year out of it because that didn't apply. But feels like there's been more players backing up than being rested of late.
I would think...
But you got to factor in the trip, too. They're coming back from Townsville.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But I would think they would probably bank on one game where they're going to rest a lot of players. And I would think that would be after the third Origin. Because then you get a nice little break before the run to the finals. They might rest them twice.
Tell me this phone call doesn't happen. If the Blues win, right?
He loves a phone call, doesn't he?
No, but if the Blues win, and he's going to be so caught up in the moment. He's a dad. He's human, right? Yeah. And Jerome Luai's won in his first game, and there are all these kids. Tell me this doesn't happen. Boys, you're up in Townsville. Go and enjoy it. You've won your first Origin together.
Yeah.
Just go and enjoy it, boys, and we'll catch you next week. Seriously, that's what's going to happen. They've got points in the bank.
How important is the minor premiership to them?
Because the grand final is...
I agree with you. It shouldn't be. You've only got to finish top two in this comp. You finish second, you get the same benefits as team one. So and they've got a nice buffer on third and fourth. So
up your play.
Up your play.
If Toto runs for 300 metres and gets me into the match for us, he won't play.
No, he can play. He's
young. I
don't
think he's got anything.
He's young. He can
apart from them going on the piss.
Cleary and Luai can play.
That's the only thing that's going to
stop
him.
Might be a problem. Liam Martin should be fresh. He's not going to get... I can't see Liam Martin getting that much time in Origin. 20-25 minutes.
He's playing half an hour, I think, most. Yeah.
And Arpy is fresh. Yeah, I don't share your sentiments on this
one.
If it was a game three and they'd won this, it was a serious decider and they'd won it, go nuts. Enjoy. It's game one.
I'm taking the 350 now.
Oh, that's
Sharks.
Okay. It's unbelievable, isn't it? None of us have any knowledge, yet we're all willing to put our money on these games. We're all the same. Saturday afternoon, Gold Coast versus Roosters. This is at Cbus. I've got to say, it's a big start, $375.28. Now, the Titans stink at the moment. They absolutely stink. And I say that because I keep backing them and they keep letting me down. Chewing a lot of start here, 11.5 for a Roosters side that has not been all that impressive of late, if my memory serves.
Yeah, I can't believe Titans got as close as they did the other night. And if it wasn't for a couple of stuff-ups, probably should have won the game. But they are hopeless at the moment, Gold Coast. Some of their defence from that game in the weekend was deplorable.
They had Melbourne on toast, I thought, on Saturday, and just couldn't...
But well, in fairness,
they had a few out as well. Yeah. When I say they stink, I meant the previous few weeks with their best side. They've been absolutely awful.
I think that
awful.
Storm performance is probably coming for a while. They'd been far from full strength from a while. You know, and the guys that had been stepping up probably didn't have their best games. But, Gold Coast, who's going to be missing there for... Potentially for the...
We're backing up your Tino.
Tino's going to do it tough. Brimson will probably play for Feeder.
Well, I reckon Brimson's 14 because he's not 100%. He got injured in the game prior to being picked. I'm not certain he's super healthy, and therefore playing two games in 2 days, three days.
You might be right. Mo Fotowaker should play, but I'm leaving that game alone. Because I like the Titans with the 11.5, but there's no way I'm going down there. South and Newcastle, the middle game on Saturday. This is at Homebush. The Knights, aren't they in a world of hurt?
Stinky.
$1.18, $5. South thumped the Knights in the finals last year, the last time they met. And the start is 16.5 to me, Sean.
Is Mitchell Pearce close? I thought I heard that the other day. Mate, so that's a watch for this game. If he's not there.
I think it's this week or next week. Ponga's definitely not there.
Yeah. Frizzell's still out. What did Clemmer do as well? He might have got... Did he get suspended or is he in?
Yes, he was suspended
for a couple
of
weeks.
Is it two? Okay, yeah. I've got to be honest. I like South. Newcastle, the worst right-side defence in the comp. Who don't you want to have a bad right-side defence against?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what they did to Parra. Same thing, didn't they? Killed them.
God, they were awful yesterday, weren't they?
Mm. Awful.
I actually didn't mind this round, but the first game didn't excite me. Dragons, good for them, but not a showpiece of league. The middle two games are great, I thought, in terms of entertainment. yesterday was. Did you call it?
No, not yesterday.
Boy,
no.
It was a tough. That was a
was
slog.
That a record? Guinness Book of Record for checking a try. I'm sitting there with the kids watching.
Ugh.
It went forever,
and it was late in the game too.
And I think the Fox commentator said it went for 3 minutes or something.
Oh, the Musgrove potential knock on, was that one? There?
Oh, it went for yeah. It went forever. I couldn't yeah. believe it. Yeah, just on that, we must have to make this a segment, actually. Last week I said Dufty will run out with his middle finger up, try and prove a point. This is the Cody Walker middle finger. Left out of the blue side.
Okay.
I can see him going berserk.
And this is one of our favourite bets this year has been the Mitchell, Gagai, Johnston, Walker, some combination of those anytime try scorers. Saturday night, I'm calling this one. This is this is a battle, this one, because it's going to be 3 degrees. Canberra versus Brisbane. 8.5 is the line. Who knows? You have your own fun with that game, but please gamble responsibly.
Yeah.
Does anyone want to offer any comment on this game?
No further questions, Your Honour.
Sunday afternoon, Warriors versus Melbourne. This is at Gosford. They're making this a bit of an event. And they're going to play the rest of the season on the Central Coast. So I think there's the hope that they can go back to New Zealand towards the end of the season. But the plan now is they've locked in Central Coast for the rest of their season.
So what are we going to do with our tips as far as... Like, Jarve will publish our tips, and right now he'd be listening to this head falling off, not knowing what to do.
Yeah, no, we'll update him.
So we'll text him later in the week.
And he'll post them Thursday.
Post them Thursday, righto.
Yeah. By the way, I've now been off social media for 6 days. It is one of the best things I've ever done.
Of course it is.
And every day I'm checking. When I say checking, I'm going to check my Twitter and my Instagram less.
So you haven't refreshed Twitter?
I have no passwords. I had my passwords changed. I cannot access it even if I want to.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Oh, my God.
It's good.
How much time it saves. How much time we waste on that. Anyway, Warriors Melbourne, 14.5 the line there. Parramatta West Tigers. This, to me, has big score written all over it if Parramatta are serious. Although no Reid Marnie.
Got to take
that into account. So $1.28, $3.75. These were last night's odds, so it is Marnie affected. 10.5 is the line now. Geez, I'm tempted to go to the other way now with the Tigers with that news. Do we know how bad it is?
He's a gun player. Like, he's a serious big cog in their wheel, isn't he?
I was saying yesterday in the call, that's it. If he's out for the season, because you know at the time you thought, oh, it's Peck.
Yeah.
Season.
Yeah. But I don't think it's not a season.
No, it's not a shoulder.
A few weeks, yeah.
So I thought if he's out for the season, that's done.
Totally agree.
Premiership odds done. Look at Parramatta. That's one to note for further down the track too. Daytime record. They're a daytime team. Tigers sneakily scoring a few points of late.
Yep. And everyone's gone quiet about the mayhem about... And the uproar about, why are you moving Dewey?
Yeah.
Well,
he's been, I was looking at his stats the other night, as productive as he was as a 5'8", but then Mbai now has become a different player back at 5'8". Yes. So it's like they've gained a player because Dewey's the same and not as big a defensive liability out where in the centres.
Hang on, before we move on this game, what about the bloody run from Jacob Little?
Oh,
Ciro said...
I never thought he was going to get there.
Ciro said he reckons Jacob Little is the fastest ever number nine as a Tiger. Bowman or West Tiger.
A Tiger, okay.
Yeah, fastest ever number nine. But the Forbes Ferrari needs a service. It was like a stall gift. They took off and I thought, take your pick. Any of these Panthers. Wasn't Tyrone Burton, May included.
Yeah.
That they made no... Burton was the only one who made any ground on him.
Yeah.
Ferrari made zero.
Well, maybe... Are we certain Charlie Staines is that quick? Have we got the evidence?
I haven't bought into the Charlie Staines.
I've only seen him with ball in hand, five minutes out from the line going over.
That's right. That's what about that? He plays Cronulla, 7 tries in 2 games against them.
Yes. Mm.
So there you go. And they're starting to score tries on the right. But no, I wouldn't. If you said, can you name your top, your fastest 10? I don't think I'd have Staines in there because I don't think we've seen the evidence one way or the other.
Might be a Forbes Fiat. We won't have to change it for a while.
That's the one. Damn it. I was going to use that line on air. I can't now.
You can.
The Forbes Fiat. Yeah. I was waiting for someone to run him down.
Yeah.
So such and such has turned the Forbes Ferrari into the Forbes
Fiat.
Well,
you can still do that.
Yeah, I will do that.
Yeah.
Canterbury, St. George, Illawarra. Now, this is what blockbuster
what
Monday
game.
Afternoon
football
is all about.
And I'm going to this one. I'll be
it.
There.
Mate, I'm calling it.
Can't wait.
$4.50, Bulldogs. $1.20, Dragons. Gee, it's a big week, isn't it? We start with Wednesday Origin, we go all the way through to Queen's Birthday Monday. I would argue this is not worthy of a public holiday spectacle, but they're trying to make this a tradition. And 13.5 is the line. I would be on the Dragons there, but
yeah, that's a trap. I'd be on the Dragons, but it's a big trap. Don't you reckon?
Dogs are scoring less points than they were last year. 11 points a game. They're conceding 30 a game. And the Dragons beat them handily a few weeks ago, 32-12.
You know what DeBellin gives them? Remember, I keep talking about this kid playing through the middle out the back? DeBellin gives the Dragons that. It makes all the difference. It does.
Mm. You could see the impact immediately.
Yep.
All right. That's it. That's our unscientific look at round number 14. Best bets. A little more scientific after this.
Another Thursday. Same focus, same commitment. What you see on TV comes from elite average work down the driveway. Morning, Edna. So when I want to place a fast and easy same game multi, I use Sportsbet. More markets, more offers, and bigger odds. I'm Gary Flynn, wheelie bin champion, and I make it look easy with Sportsbet.
All right, let's get some best bets. You've heard our Origin selections, but let's get to the one that we are really keen on. Sean Ormerod, I'm going to go to you first.
Well, I kind of alluded to it at the top. I'm pretty keen on New South Wales by margin. Not going to go near the line. It's a very similar approach to last year, and we sort of got it wrong in game one anyway, but there's a lot more points in this New South Wales team compared to Queensland. And when I look at that Queensland team, I think they're pretty susceptible around the edges. You got Capewell, as good as he was in the centres last year. It's not his position. And then Kyle Felt and Coates as well have had their issues in defence. So I look at the strikeout wide for New South Wales, and there's plenty of it. New South Wales, 13+.
Oh, okay. Mm. $3 as we go to air, Joel Kane.
Well, and with Shawnee's tip, we love same-game multis where you swim against the tide. So naturally, generally, if you're picking 13+, you're thinking it'll also be total match points overs. Mm. Sean likes the unders, so you'll probably get a nice little price there, total match points unders into the 13+, which I couldn't talk you out of either. The last 2 years, no one has had more try assists than Jerome Luai. He's a try assist merchant, 37 try assists in 35, which is far more than Nathan Cleary, his own teammate. On the left-hand side, outside him in games, last year, Crichton, 17 tries in 22 games. Burton, and I know most of these have been at left centre, Burton, 10 from 11. If you're outside Jerome Luai, you just score. Latrell Mitchell, in what world does he not score in this game? He's about $2.40.
There you go. And mine, I'm going to an old theme here. I don't share Sean's opinion this will be as low scoring as perhaps it normally is. That is your typical wingers multi, Coates, Felt, Addo Carr. By the way, Addo Carr, $6.50, series top try scorer. I think that's really good value. In fact, I would make that my best bet.
The Fox,
$6.50, series top try scorer.
That's a great bet.
So you got to go and find the little sneaky market.
Yeah, that's a great bet.
To'o is $8. No way Brian To'o. Well, I shouldn't say no way. But over three games, the cream rises to the top, as Macho Man Randy Savage would say. And Teddy is $9.50. Xavier Coates, $10. So $6. That would be my best bet. But there you go. I like that same game multi because, again, the defences are still really good, but I think there's going to be a lot more tries, wingers. And take this to the bank. Last try scorer. Wingers dominate complete. You think first try scorers are wingers' domain. Last try scorers even more so.
Wow, okay.
So I'll get that stat if I can in the 12 seconds that we have left in this podcast. But I think all three last year were...
Look at the research he does. Look at that. That is how many pages we got there?
30.
And it's bound as well.
Bound, yeah. I bought that.
Color-coded.
One of the best things I ever bought from Officeworks was the binder. Now, the problem is, I don't know...
That's why he's the best.
...where it is here. Don't look at it. Up to me. Queensland, by the way, here's a stat, have only ever lost once at home when leading at halftime. Okay. 2000 was the last time they led at halftime at home and got beat. So there you go, halftime, full-time people. Okay, last try scorers. Last year, Tupou, Addo Carr, Addo Carr. Year before, Tedesco, Addo Carr. That's your last five.
That's about... four of the five, is it?
That's five of the, well, yeah, four of the five wingers, five of the five back five. Jake Trbojevic had one in there somewhere, but there you go. That's my advice to you. Perfect. And what is your advice as we say farewell?
Check out the deposit limits. Be tough when you've got the man flu, and most importantly, gamble responsibly.
Goodbye.